Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ha'omer li'isha, a man says to a woman, Harei ha'mekadesh li'al almanah she'etein loch masayim zuz. You should be mekadeshes to me with this pruta on the Tanai that I'm going to give you 200 zuz. Harei ha'mekadeshes v'hu yitein. She's only mekadeshes if he follows through and he actually gives the 200 zuz, because that's a Tanai and it's a fulfillment of the Tanai, and therefore she's mekadeshes. Almanah she'etein loch. If he says that it's on the condition that I'm going to give you 200 zuz within the next 30 days, then if he gives it to her within 30 days, Mekudeshes. And if he doesn't give it to her within 30 days, she's not going to be Mekudeshes. If he says you should be Mekudeshes to me on the condition that I have 200 zuz, then if he has 200 zuz, and he's got to be able to prove that he has 200 zuz, that's what the Bar Tanur points out, then she's going to be Mekudeshes. Im yesh edim sheyesh, says the Bar Tanura. Vim lo no dashi yeshlo arizim kadeshes misafik shami yeshlo miskavin lekalkala. And if we don't know if he has 200 zuz or not, then it's a kiddush safik. But if he says al manas she'er ich masayim zuz, on the condition that I show you masayim zuz, harizim kadeshes v'yar ella, then she's mukadeshes if he shows her 200 zuz vim hera ala shulchan. But if he's shulchani, so shulchani is a money changer, and he just shows her 200 zuz of the stuff that he's dealing with, then in a mukadeshes, that is not a valid kiddushin, because why would she want to be mukadeshes to him just because he happens to have 200 zuz of other people's money? The assumption is that the 200 zuz that he's going to show her, 200 zuz that he has a shaychus to. Mishnah Gimel continuing in different tenayim, different conditions that are made to, that are attached to kiddushin. Amanashi yeshi beis kor afer harezim kadashas v'yeshlo. If he says you should be mekadeshes to me, amanas that I have a base core of land, so then if he has it, she's mekadeshes to him. Of course, the same would apply, that he's going to have to prove that he has it, or she's going to have to prove that he has it. Someone's going to have to prove that he has it in order for the kiddushin to be valid. If we're not sure if he has it, then it's only kiddush safik. Almanas she'eshli b'makom ploni. If he says almanas that I have a base core in a certain place, so mi'eshli b'os b'makom mekadeshes v'im la'avein mekadeshes. If he has the base core in that place that he said he does, that he attached to the tanai, then she's mekadeshes. And if he doesn't, then she's not mekadeshes. Almanas she'erich base core of. Or if he says almanas that I will show you a base core of land, harezim mekadeshes v'arena. Then she's mekadeshes if he shows her a base core of land. But vim herabika, but if he shows her land that doesn't belong to him, he says, look, I'm showing it to you, ain't a mukadeshes, then she's not mukadeshes, and because that obviously the point is that she wants to know that he's the owner of the land. And the Bar Tanura points out, he would really have to be the genuine owner of the land, being the farmer that works that land, or the, you know, the person that that works the land, the kablanos, would not be enough to activate the kiddushin. So let's review what we learned today. In both Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, we learned about rules of Tanai, of kiddushin al Tanai. So in Mishnah Beis we said, if a man is Mekadesh woman almanas that he's going to give her 200 zuz, if he does follow through, then she's Mekadeshes. If he says within 30 days he's going to give it to her, he's got to do it within 30 days and she's Mekadeshes. But if he does it late, she's not Mekadeshes. If he says almanas that I have 200 zuz and he can prove that he has 200 zuz, she's Mekadeshes. If he says almanas that I will show you 200 zuz, so if he can show it to her and it belongs to him, she's Mekadeshes. But if he shows her stuff that does not belong to him because he's a money changer, it's not Mekudeshes. And Mishnah Gimel, we said, if he makes the Kiddushin al Tanai that he has a base core of land, she's Mekudeshes if he's got it. If he says that it's got to be in a particular location, she's Mekudeshes only if he has it in that location. If he says, Almanas, I'll show you a base core of land, it has to be that he shows her the base core that he actually owns, not a base core that just happens to be in a bika somewhere that he does not actually own. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalit.